So we bring in our second guest, Julian Edelman, wide receiver for the New England Patriots. You heard the touchdown call right there on CBS. Julian had 6 receptions for 81 yards, just 1 rush for 9 yards, though. What's he carry? He's cutting back on your carry total?
I don't know, but I'm digging the Dr. Dre intro.
Right? I mean, what do you want your intro song to be? What does Gerard have?
Gerard has
Elton John, Tiny Dancer, some weird stuff like that.
Yeah,
very Elton odd John. Mix
can never
coming
hate
in.
On Elton John. I
no,
mean.
No, but it's Elton like you just John when you look at cool. Mayo, you don't think Elton John.
Is Elton John in the pregame iPad? You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, I you know.
Let me get jacked
iPhone.
Up to play yeah, football yeah, yeah, with Elton John.
Rocket Man, baby.
All right, okay.
Man. Get you up. It kind of keeps your emotions down, and then you throw on Rocket Man, and you're just kind of like, all right, I'm gonna be the Rocket Man.
Christian was asking the question before the show started. Why did Tom Brady seem so mad after the game was over, even though you guys won? It was kind of a why you mad, bro moment for Brady. I'm convinced it was because he missed you on the bomb down the sidelines.
No, I think it's just the natural competitor in Tom. I mean, I always come back to that because that's what it is. I mean, he always feels that there's yardage left out on the field. He always wants to do better, and he always wants to do more. And that's what makes him a fierce competitor slash leader. And that's what you want from your leader. I mean, you want a guy that's going to go out there and demand and want, you know, close to perfect, close to, you know, those kind of things. I mean, it was an efficient game, but there were some things that everyone did wrong. And that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to watch the film. And we're gonna, you know, take all the things that we did wrong, and we got to learn from it. And you can't make that mistake twice. And we got to, you know, move on.
The touchdown, the catch that you had, it looked like, at least it seemed that Tom kind of audibled out, you know, to that play because he saw something for you. Was that the play, or did he call something out of it?
I think it was. I think he called that. So, you know, he put us in the right play, and you know, we executed.
Could
it.
You see it? Did you see before even audible, like, hey, get out of this thing. Let's go. Look at me over here.
It looked like a run. It looked like a run, run pass.
That's a terrible question to ask a receiver. Hey. You know, he always thinks he's open. So
you're most open before the ball is snapped,
always.
Right?
Always. You're always open, even if he asks you.
Yeah, especially afterwards.
Yeah. Were you open? And, yeah. And then you go in the eye in the sky, and he comes at you later. And he said, I thought you were open on that play. Well, I was open.
I would have got open.
Yeah,
there's an opening,
exactly,
you know, for you to get the ball through.
It's always one of those kind of things.
So, Julian, obviously you're playing great right now. And, you know, the old saying with Brady back in the day was, you know, if someone would ask him, you know, who his favorite receiver is, he would say, the open one. It seems like you're the favorite receiver and the only one. What can the offense do to get the other receivers involved, like an Amendola, like a Brandon LaFell, I mean, like a Tim Wright? I mean, is there anything that you can do to find ways to get those guys the ball, but without taking your touches away?
I think it is. It's when your number's called, you got to perform, and you got to get open and catch the ball. And I'm sure. I mean, that's just how the game went that game. I mean, you never know what's going to happen in the future. When, you know, other things happen, it was an efficient game where we were running the ball well. The defense got us turnovers. We had complimentary football. We had a couple explosion plays in the kicking game. So, you know, the situations are always a little tougher where, you know, you start in, you know, the 50-yard line, the 45, the plus 50, the plus 35, all those kind of things. You know, we ended up running the ball effectively and went with that route. So, you know, you just got to get open. You got to catch the ball, and I'm sure, you know, that'll happen here in the future.
Was there an emphasis on running the ball this week? First 3 plays were running. Seems like you guys really wanted to, I guess, make a statement. Like, we can run the ball. We're going to control the line of scrimmage. Is that a fair assessment of yesterday?
I mean, as a football team in this league, to be a tough, smart football team, you got to be able to cover kicks. You got to be able to return kicks well. You got to be able to stop the run. You got to be able to run the ball. And, you know, we try to consider ourselves a tough football team. So, yeah, we were trying to establish the run. And, you know, that's what we did.
Julian Edelman with us here on 93.7 WEEI. Tim Bensley, Maloney, Christian Fourier. We had Chandler Jones in here earlier talking about his block, scoop, and score, the explosion play in the special teams that you're referring to earlier, I assume. He says he was 4.85 coming out of Syracuse in the National Football League, but he was 4.6 running on that one. And the proof is
no official time on that, though.
The proof is Devin McCourty wasn't going to catch him, and he wasn't going to give up the ball. On his best day, what's Chandler in the 40?
I mean, be honest.
He's long. It all depend on his start. I mean, I could see a high 4.7.
What were you coming out of school?
I was they have me on the chalkboard as 4.50, but I ran a 4.46 at my pro day, which is some bull.
It doesn't look like you're very happy about that. They have me on the chalkboard as a 4.5.
I'm a 4.4. There's usually a 4.5 something, and there's a 4.50, meaning it was a low 4 or high 4.4, mid 4.4. But I don't know. I'm more worried about the Raiders.
Well played. What do you know about the Raiders?
You know, we got to go in and watch the film and break these guys down. And you know that they got some explosion players. They're always a fast, athletic team. Those are dangerous teams that can go out and play football like that. And you know that they're going to have speed in every position. So we're definitely going to have to stick to our fundamentals and techniques and take in the coaching this week and run with it and try to execute it to the best of our ability.
Good at all phases, those Oakland Raiders? Because they're bad. I mean, I know you don't want to say it, but they're bad.
No, I mean, it's the National Football League. I tell you that right now. Like, everyone can win on any given Sunday in this league. And, I mean, you see that everywhere. I mean, you saw how Seattle lost. I mean, you see how all these teams are winning. The turnover in this league is it's ridiculous, and that's why it's the best league there is, because everyone can win. I mean, it's a great thing to see. The salary cap always keeps that in check. The ratings are probably out the roof, because you're going to see some team that's not supposed to win, and they're going to go in and they're going to come out with a victory. Every Sunday is hard to win in this league.
And lastly, it was go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, the wide receivers, you guys are close group, I would imagine. And it's not the case for you, because you're going out there and you're producing and getting some numbers. But a guy like Danny Amendola, who it's been a tough go of it, really. I mean, since he's kind of gotten here, there's some injuries that played into it. And this week, one target. The week before, I think only one catch. Is there frustration, with him? Would it be with you just going out there and running these plays? Is there a point where you're saying, it's not coming to me? What am I doing out here? The snaps were down. Do you feel that in that group, that grouping of the wide receivers, that there's frustration with others?
As a receiver in the receiver core, everyone's just kind of trying to worry about themselves and what they can do. You'd have to ask Danny on that. I have to worry about myself. I have to worry about what I can do to get better. And, first play of the game, I go in there and I miss a huge block that knocks Ridley in the backfield, and we start the game off in second and long. So, I have so much stuff to worry about on my own. I can't go out and start thinking about what other guys have to do. And Danny's a fighter. He's gonna do what he has to do. He's going to work his tail off. That's Danny, and I know he's going to be working his heart out to do whatever he can to help the team.
Finally, was yesterday a strange game in the sense that usually wherever you guys go, you are the talking point, you are the show. It's Tom Brady, it's all the Super Bowls, Bill Belichick, people. You are the story when you come in, but the Peterson thing was such a story before the game. Was there an odd atmosphere in the stadium? You're obviously insulated when you go on the road with the rest of the team, but in the hotel around Minnesota, did you feel like the game was secondary?
I didn't even hear about it until Saturday, truthfully. Because we're going to, I mean, they're a 1-0 team that played a really good game against St. Louis. And, you're more worried about your play schemes, everything that you have to do to be fully prepared for Sunday. I mean, this is a very unique sport where you work your tail off all week. You don't have 168 or 62 games. You don't have 88 or whatever, 90-plus, 80-plus games like in other sports where you can afford to go and, maybe trick off a game and, you know, have a span of five in a row, which those sports are tough because they're playing every day.
But not tougher than football, right?
I'm not saying anything like that. But I'm just saying, you know, you put all your effort and everything in for one game a week, and every game in this league counts. So I was really just kind of worried about you know, what I had to do, and you know, I don't even play on defense, so there you go.
Julian Edelman, part of our Patriots Monday coverage. Thanks a lot for coming in, Julian. Go ahead, Christian.
So do you think Julian would be a Joe? Yeah. You think Julian would be a good center fielder?
Come on, let me get that.
You think he'd be a good center fielder?
That's right. I forgot about this.
Fly balls.
Yeah,
we're supposed to ask you about this. Baseball wise, we got a little issue here. Joey's softball team is in the championship, losing their best player. He had asked Lou to play. Lou said no because he only plays the infield. This dude that Joey is losing on his team plays the outfield. Christian volunteered, and Joey immediately slapped him down and said, no, you'd be a dork in the outfield. You couldn't track a fly ball. You don't look like you're athletic enough to play in the outfield.
Really?
I'd say he'd be pretty clumsy.
Clumsy.
That makes no sense.
He used to run up the seam and track those balls.
Come on. That's harder with someone trying to knock
me
out.
It's a little – I mean, it's a smaller ball, so it's a little – there's a little adjustment. But
I mean, you have a glove on.
It could be
I think
higher.
Christian could do it. I mean, those guys are
– You're an outfielder in Little League?
Oh, shortstop, baby.
Okay.
Oh, he likes his cleats on the dirt.
Yeah, gotta be on the dirt. Gotta be on
Come
the dirt.
Come on, middle infield. You never say second base. Always
Why
the short.
Why'd you say second base? Is that like
arm strength, baby?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
A little bit more moxie. A little bit more chismo for a shortstop.
Yeah, it's left side. Well, left Joe, side of the infield.
You're welcome to play Thursday if you want.
Yeah, are you free to play? Because he needs a ringer.
Play Dr. Dre whenever you come up to home plate.
I got to think about my intro song. If the intro song's maybe right, I'll step out on Thursday.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for coming in. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck against Oakland.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, that's Julian Edelman here on 93.7 WEEI.